Hello, friends, and welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from the Impact Power Sports Studio. You can find them online, impactpowersportsmi.com. If you're thinking about purchasing a beautiful Yamaha golf cart, they can help you out with that. Again, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They also can outfit you with a motorcycle, e-bike, side-by-side, ATV, UTV, oh, a go-kart, a lawnmower, a snowmobile, or snow machine, whatever you want. Bob is here. He says, over under on how many takes today from what's known as the Twitch glitch. Then he throws in Twitch glitches more than Mitch glitches. Mitch McConnell. Is he still, like, doing his thing, Mitch McConnell? Or he finally step away. I thought he was stepping away. Oh, God, not a moment too soon. And that's, you know, that's fantastic because you lead me into this this saga about the government shutdown. And some of you might not have any idea about how this works because this is only the 20th time, I think ever, that they've said, everybody go home. All government employees, all non-essential government employees, you are not funded. We do not have our budget in place. Now, I don't know if every business does it this way, but they're trying to figure out what they should spend money on in the fiscal year. And so they put their heads together and they try to figure it out. And then the budget is presented, and then it's either approved or it's denied, or approved, or they vote on it. It's either, yay, that sounds good, or no. Well, hey, why don't you spend money on this and not that? Or, hey, you're spending too much money on that. Let's cut that out of the budget. No, we're not cutting. Well, then we don't agree on it. Well, then go back to the drawing board. That's what it boils down to. Now, I have a dog in this fight because part of what they're fighting over is the money, the tax subsidy that folks who get their insurance through the marketplace are able to utilize. Uh-oh, it already crapped out. That's too bad. Well, that's an awful vibe. Well, I will restart. So as I was saying, I have a dog in this fight. When it comes to the government shutdown. By the way, if it pukes again, it's going to take longer for me to get it going because I'm going to do a full shutdown. Like I'm going to shut down the computer. And I don't even know if that even does anything, but whatever. So the Democrats are like, no, we want this budget. And the Republicans are like, no, we want. So then midnight hits. Budget's not set. And they send everybody home. Now, as the Affordable Care Act, which is also known as Obamacare, I talk about it all the time with Frank Fuss. Like, if you want to sign up for, get your insurance on the marketplace. I've talked about it extensively. What they do is they take the average family and let's say the cost of a healthcare plan for a family of four is $1,500 a month for good insurance. and the marketplace is vast number of companies. Hey, welcome back. Wow, we're rolling now. All right, so the latest that I'll tell you is that if it barfs again, I'm going to make it available on Facebook only and YouTube only. Facebook and YouTube, and then just hope for the best. Yoda World says, maybe try lowering the video bit rate a bit. See if it's more stable next time, and welcome back. I don't know. That sounds like another language to me. So for 5 years, there's been no issue. And then suddenly, you'd think that if there was some different setup on their end, they'd let me know. Anyway. Welcome in. I'll get back to what I was talking about in just a bit here. I do want to remind you we have a Big Fraud Wednesday going on. And we have show number 71 of the latest edition. That'll be the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? And I've got a big thanks to MAGA Pat. Pat has he sent me a lot of clips. I didn't use all of them. But I went ahead and did pull some big hitter moments, which a lot of this is centered around our heroes discussing their children. And I've heard Steve talk about this before. Steve has said, look, I know a lot of people give me static about talking about my kids all the time, but they're a big part of my life, so I'm going to talk about them. And the problem with that isn't so much the kids. It is a little bit of the problem, but what he thinks about is good things to talk about, interesting things to talk about. But also it's Steve describing anything. If a nuclear bomb went off in his backyard, he wouldn't be able to describe it in a way that is interesting. He's Hot Wings Light. Hot Wings is the greatest at this, and he has been somewhat muted in a lot of respects. I think he has learned over the years that he needs to just be quiet and don't speak any more than a handful of words. Nevertheless, they trudge on. So I have a lot of that material, plus I have a number of clips that I've pulled on my own. It isn't just MAGA Pat pulling the strings, but MAGA Pat is all over it. And the thing about MAGA Pat is some of the stuff that he pulls and tips me off about is stuff that really doesn't, we don't really focus on it. Like, I don't want to be the guy who beats them up because of their political views. Pat provides them for me, and I usually sidestep those because that's not really the focus of that show. Kelly made a comment about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., which I was impressed that she said it. It's like the most interesting thing that I've heard somebody say on that show and not be afraid to say it. And, MAGA Pat reached out and he said, yeah, you got to play that. You got to. And I'm assuming he would want me to beat her up over this view. But no, not at all. This is an outstanding view because it's interesting and you're extending yourself. So whether I agree or disagree doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is when she's talking about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whatever the fuck his name is, she was bold and outstanding. This is why, if you are pulling the strings on that show, you need more of this. So what Pat would say is the problem is this is not a problem. This is a great comment by her. And if they did this more often, I think that they would have a better opportunity to engage people and entertain them. This is what she said.
And this is all from RFK, right?
I assume so.
They were talking about Tylenol Greg made some, boy, I'm going down a rabbit hole. Greg made a point to talk about how it was right about the time when Trump made the announcement that don't take Tylenol. It's going to cause your kids to be whatever, autism. Who knows? And I don't know if any of that is true, which all seem pretty dubious to me, to say the least. But Free Beer goes, people with autism don't need to be fixed. That's not good to say that people with autism don't need to be fixed. I have two kids with autism, and they're great. And I laughed at his virtue signaling, which is what he was doing, because I know plenty of people who have children with autism and who are like, they do need to be fixed. 100%. I have been that my wife works with autistic young people at the school. I can give you a sets of parents for all these kids who would say, I would much rather have my child to not have to be dealing with autism. So the stance he took was stupid. All right. You're not putting yourself into the shoes of the nonverbal autistic families and the kids who walk around and punch themselves in the face and suddenly attack people randomly because they can't use their words. Yeah, that was a stupid take by Greg, and he's a stupid man. So go fuck yourself. Anyway, this is Kelly's stance on RFK.
And this is all from RFK, right?
I assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Former heroin addict who sounds like he's constantly choking on a D. Yeah, I'm not listening to anything he says.
Right.
That's not political. That's just like, that man scares me because he's weird looking. Like, I don't care about, no.
I love that. And I don't, and it ain't about politics. It's about the willingness to say something. That is a rare moment. That is a polarizing comment that gets attention. You dumb fucks need more of that if you want this show to survive. But then again, who am I? I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, apparently, because they still do amazingly well. Bruce is 100% on his back. And he is adorable, and so is Darla next to him. Tyler says, any sniffles? No sniffles on that one. Stevie says, I agree with her, LOL. Becca Shea says, he's not a doctor. Yeah, that guy's a fucking quack. I agree. I agree with you for agreeing with her. It's a great comment. But as you know, around here, around this show, I encourage all people from all walks of life, all political leanings, and you can only be listening to this show if you have the thick enough skin to handle it, because some of my most ardent supporters who, you know, listen to this show and engage with me do not agree with me. And you have to put up with me calling you MAGA dumb fucks and shit like that. But I love you. You are the best. You are the shining light of MAGA. Okay? This is proof positive that we can coexist. Bob says, but this thing is the info comes from Harvard, Mount Sinai, and Tylenol itself. Look, you see, this is where you have to be careful. We're not having a discussion about Tylenol right now. The discussion is about her willingness to say something way out of left field. That's what we're talking about. All right. Here we go. This is going to be it. It seems like we have a serious issue that has been plaguing your old pal EZ for quite some time. So I think if I'm not successful in getting this show off the way we have, you know, the way we normally do prior to all of these interruptions taking place, I will then just, well, I'm just send it packing for the day and spend the rest of the day trying to figure this out and troubleshooting all of these gremlins in the system. I frankly, I don't even know if anybody, if I'll even be able to get anybody to check this this show out today. It's been so so bizarre. In fact, the words I'm saying right now, I'm not even sure are going out to the world. Okay, I think they are. I think they are going out to the world. Maybe. Maybe not. Hello? All right, I'm going to shut it all down one more time. I got to keep trying because this is it for me. Sorry about this, folks. Well, what are you supposed to say? Sarah, Sarah? Is that, I forget why that's stuck in my head. I think that's what you say when crazy things like this are happening. Okay, so the key is don't get mad. I'm not mad. The second I lose my shit, that's a problem. So it's probably, okay, you have to, the day I keep my gratitude higher than my expectations, I have really good days. And I have no expectations for the technical aspects of this live stream. None. So if I keep my gratitude higher than my expectations. So gratitude is up here. I'm thankful for all these amazing things, including you, the audience. And then the expectation, you keep it down way low. All right. And then when it fails again, you're not upset. Rebecca says, but how much are you swearing? I haven't said one peep. I haven't said anything that would get me riled up. I have literally just went, uh-oh, this technical thing is causing me more trouble. I will say this. I don't think it's Twitch because when I was streaming to just Facebook and YouTube, it again quit on me. So, okay, let me back up. If it barfs again, then I'll figure something else out. You'll see me in one of two spots, either Facebook or YouTube, but probably not at the same time. I don't know. Again, low expectations. So when you watch me, you see, like, you might see me like this. You might see me like this where I'm looking at a video. You might see this. You might see this. The piece of software that allows me to switch between these things is called Streamlabs. And this allows people like me to switch between things like that so we can watch videos together and whatnot. And so I then take that transmission and it then talks to Twitch and to YouTube and Facebook and makes it available on those platforms. That's why, and I think that the problem is with now Streamlabs because after I dealt Twitch out of it, and then it still caused me a bit of problems. So, hey, I'm troubleshooting on the fly. I think a number of you are actually on the YouTube feed right now, but I don't know if it's going to change anything. So, whatever. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You just enjoy it. We'll enjoy what we can together. The best part of my day right here. Bob's been sitting on a great joke. And the Thor Internet Company, now with state-of-the-art dial-up, that's an outstanding pull. This is not related to the internet, though, in any way. This is related to this piece of software. That I know. So it's the software is brought to you by Thor Motor Coach, but it has been a this has been our worst day for this. And again, no rhyme or reason as to why it's happening. I don't know. And then you're like, well, EZ, this is kind of your fault. You haven't yet been doing any troubleshooting. Well, I get lulled into a sense of complacency. That's my excuse. So the interruptions have completely obliterated any momentum that I've had. I've even forgotten what I've talked about. The first thing I talked about was about the government shutdown, and that got interrupted. I haven't yet finished my thoughts on that. But it's tough to restart those. Because while I'm talking about those things, that's when I'm thinking about the things that I want to say. So you have to kind of go back, and it's kind of like taking a pee and then stopping and then going to finish it later. It's just weird, you know? And then what else was I talking about? I was talking about Kelly Cheese making that great crack about RFK, and then Bob started talking about Tylenol, and then I was saying, yeah, it's not about that. It's nobody cares about that. The point of all this was her willingness to say it, right or wrong, doesn't matter. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at UncommonGoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at UncommonGoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at UncommonGoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to UncommonGoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. It's that rare. Those moments stand out. Those moments stand out because of what that show is. Like the whole Charlie Kirk thing. That was compelling. It was foolish, but it was compelling. Hello, and welcome back. This is old school, as my streaming software is behaving poorly. Some of you are hearing this message, and like, we've heard you say this about 8 million times. And, yeah, my apologies on that. Trying to do the broadcast as I would any other day. And flying by the seat of my pants, kind of. Trying to get this thing off of the ground. Welcome in. And we'll do my best, or I will do my best to get this done. So, yeah, that's very frustrating. You sit down, you come up with a show, you know what you want to talk about. Megan is checking in. Thank you. This is like the way we used to do this show a long time ago, but I'm trying to get something done. Holy cow. Megan, so glad you're here. We have this story that I was getting into and was rudely interrupted about the federal government shutting down and about how your old pal EZ has a dog in the fight. How can that possibly be? Well, what they're fighting over is EZ's insurance. Some of you know how the how healthcare.gov works, or Obamacare, or the Affordable Care Act. The way that was set up, people go online to healthcare.gov, and then they apply. They like sign up for an insurance policy. Family of four costs $1,500. Okay, whatever. I'm just giving you round numbers, ballpark numbers. But it's expensive to get a damn insurance policy. With the Affordable Care Act, you pay a small percentage of that. Let's say for that life insurance policy, you might pay $300-$500 a month, which kind of works out to, like, if you have insurance from your boss, you end up sharing the cost to some degree with the boss, with the company. Like, you pay for some, they pay for most. And what is happening there is the government is paying for most of that. Well, they're giving you an advance on your taxes, a subsidy. So you're going to pay a little bit each month, and then the tax subsidy pays for the rest. And then at the end of the year, if you keep your earning threshold below a certain number, you won't have to pay that back because it's kind of like an advance on your tax return. Now, there's a little bit more to it, and I'm simplifying it, but American taxpayers do have to pay for a good portion of that. It comes out. So basically what I'm telling you is all of you who pay taxes, you are helping me pay for my health care. And from a recipient of this subsidy, me, that is what they're fighting about. The Republicans are saying, fuck that shit. The American people should not have to pay for Eric Zane's health care. Me and people like me. And the Democrats are saying, well, yeah, but we can't leave these people in the lurch. You know, we can't just cut their benefit and just throw them out, you know, into the cold. And the Republicans are like, yes, we can. So that's why the government shutdown is happening. They're fighting over that because all of that is set to expire. Now, EZ, how do you feel about all this? Okay, well, if the government is going to pay for my health care, if you are going to pay for my health care, I am not going to stop you from paying for my health care. There is no way I would do that. EZ, you could just turn the money down. No, I'm not doing that. However, I agree with the Republicans. this should not be a thing. You know, this should be only for like the destitute. And I think we have that. It's you have Medicare and Medicaid. I forget which one is for the indigent. I think it's Medicaid. I don't know. One of those is for the I can't say the word indigent. I keep stuttering over it. What a day. So no, I've said many times that I am a fiscally I am a Republican, fiscal conservative. There's no fucking way you guys should be paying for my health care. Yet here we are. That is the big sticking point. So they had until midnight to figure this out, and they did not figure it out. The federal government shut down for the first time since 2019. As the federal workers now are being laid off. They can't go there. They're not earning any money. They don't have the budget in place to do anything. So 1201, that was it. On Tuesday night, the Senate rejected two last-ditch efforts to avert the shutdown, one backed by Democrats and another by Republicans. Both proposals fell short of the 60 votes needed to advance. Democrats pushed to include health care provisions in any agreement, pointing to the expiring Affordable Care Act subsidies / Eric Zane's health care. Without action, they warn, millions of Americans could face higher insurance premiums in the months ahead. Yeah, and that kind of sucks, but there's no way I, with a clear conscience, can say that you all should be paying for people, for the health care for people like me. It's not fair. It's bullshit. The Senate is expected to take up both measures again on Wednesday. Thousands of federal workers could be furloughed or even laid off during the shutdown. Those deemed essential, including members of the military, will have to work without receiving their normal paycheck. They will receive back pay once the government reopens, but there's no telling how long a shutdown might last. Government agencies will be affected differently during the shutdown. The IRS plans to use leftover money from the Inflation Reduction Act to cover employee pay, blah, blah, blah. Of course, the IRS is going to stay open. So, all right, that's where we are now. Hello to Scott, who is here. Robert is enjoying the show, Facebook only. Now, I got out of Facebook as a main provider of my content because of the usual nonsense that you get with Facebook. You know, we don't like what you said, so we're going to silence you. So that's probably going to happen again, too. That's perfect for how my day has been, honestly. Why not? Thank you to Chris K for sending the story along about the poor Florida A&M marching honeybees. I'm sorry, the Alabama State marching honeybees. Okay, so it's a football game between two historically black colleges, Florida A&M and Alabama State. The Alabama State team has traveled to Florida A&M, and it's their time. They bring with them their dance team, known as the Honeybees. And the Honeybees are they're five plus size ladies. There's three things that stand out to me in this story, maybe four. Not so much that they have a plus size dance team, because 98% of all American women are plus size these days. And that's the way it is. That is the new hot chick. You know, 98% of women that are in the U.S. would be able to perform on the Honeybees, who actually have a weight requirement. You cannot be little. The minimum, this is one of the things that stands out to me at this story. in this story, the honeybees, they have to be between 230 and 250 pounds. They don't want you too big, and you sure as hell cannot be a little bitty if you're a honeybee. So for the tryouts this year, the honeybees had all of the student female population of Alabama State were there. And I think I can show you what the honeybees look like. Maybe not. This is a platform that I'm not familiar with right now. I think there is a way to share my screen, but I'm not good at it. Pat is here. He says, that's MAGA Pat. Where you been? Come on now, Easy. We all know that the shutdown is not about health care for legal Americans. It's all about hatred for the bad orange man and up and his winning agenda. Well, I don't know about that. But if that's the case, then they won't be working for a while. All right. And keep it above board. We're not really talking about that. If you're going to be MAGA Pat, all right, and you're new here because you're a defector from Free Beer and Hot Wings, you got to understand, you are in this audience with a number of people just like you, but they know that this is an entertainment show and that I don't, and they don't give a fuck. So I think what you need to understand, and I'll give you plenty of a learning curve to understand this because you're kind of stupid. You have to avoid getting into topics like that. We don't like that around here. We're here to have fun, and you're here for me to make fun of morons like you. We're not here to talk about red state, blue state. So I'm letting you know that this isn't an official reprimand, but if you go down that road again, I will give you a full warning and then followed up by a 24-hour ban. All right? No one here is talking about that. So from the bottom of my heart, when it comes to politics, if I'm not talking about it, shut the fuck up. Thank you. All right. Do I have the ability to share my screen? I thought I did, but I don't think I do. If I do, I don't know how to do it. All you need to do is imagine five or six lovely, plump black women wearing spandex and what looks like a one-piece leotard uniform, fantastic piece of clothing for a dance team. And then they get out there and they just slay these ladies. And, well, what happened was, while they're out there, the public address announcer for Florida A&M made a comment. And his comment was, as they're leaving the field, I'm just going to say it. I would normally play it for you, but things are wonky today. He's been there for 50 years, a PA announcer. And he said, there they are. Congratulations. Let's welcome them to the field. There they are. They're the honeybees. They're the new face of Ozempic. Oh, my God. To a chorus of jeers from the 13,500 fans that were at the game. And I have the clip, but I don't even know if you can hear this.
Congratulate them. They're now the new face of Ozempic.
Right, so I am hopeful that you're able to hear that. Let me know in the chat if you
are. The reaction from...
I would love it if you were able. That would be the first thing that worked out for me today, if you were able to hear that. Yeah, you were. Thank God. Tyler writes, oh, no, LOL. Oh. Okay, so that's black-on-black crime. Everybody at this football game, all the students, all the athletes, all the plump women, Tyler says, no, I could not hear it. All right, well, maybe next time. Anyway, that's what he said. So that was terrible. So now what? The guy, that is Joe Bullard. He's an old-time PA announcer. He claims that the jab was supposed to be a lighthearted banter that came with the friendly competition of historically black college band culture. But he realized he had crossed a line. Quote, I would like to sincerely apologize for my remarks during the Florida A&M University of Alabama State football game. My comments directed towards the Honeybees were meant as lighthearted banter. How could he possibly say that? Oh, my God. I mean, they're billed as a plus-size dance team, and you're dropping the hammer on them by saying, yeah, the new face of Ozempic. I wouldn't even say that. Like, if I'm going to say a disgusting comment about someone who's fat or a plus-size person, you know, more often than not, it's when... No, I take it back. I'd probably do the same thing. I can't even believe I'm trying to suggest that that's something that I wouldn't do. I mean, I wouldn't do it in that setting. I would do it when they're not there. Like, if I'm going to make fun of the Honeybees, and, you know, I would do it in a different context. The context being that they're not actually there to hear my horrible comment that I would make about them. But this guy planted his flag and said, fuck you. He says, I now recognize that my comments came across in a way that was hurtful and disrespectful. You realize that now? To anyone who was offended, I am truly sorry. I think that's a non-apology. My intention was never to belittle or disrespect. Yes, it was. The incredible young people who represent our schools with such grace, talent, and pride. They are the embodiment of our culture, and they deserve nothing less than our full respect. As an elder, because he's an old guy, who has been blessed to serve and witness the brilliance of our students for many years, I humbly ask for your forgiveness. It is my hope that we can continue to move forward together. Oh, God. All right. I wonder if there's any further comment. The Honeybees said to have their artistry disrespected is absolutely unacceptable. Yeah, that's bad. The comments may have ignited a spark in the Hornets football players who shut out the Rattlers for the majority of the second half, only scoring 28 points and defeating their rival 42-14. My God. That is a mess. Becky says, you can say that about me, LOL, but I'm also in Fatathon, so I welcome the personal attacks. Now, I mean, I think when you think about as a PA announcer, which is something I do, obviously, when you are talking, you are speaking to a mixed bag of people. And, you know, it could be anybody. So you definitely want to keep everything above board. And I've misstepped in the past and said things that I was like, uh-oh. Like the time, the Zamboni incident, I just mentioned it the other day about the kid with Down syndrome that was on the damn thing. The Zamboni getting a ride. And I didn't know the kid had Down syndrome. It was a completely inadvertent thing. But nobody knew. They thought I was like attacking a child with Down syndrome. It was horrendous. And the pissed off coach, what the fuck was his name? I just said it. Anyway, the coach of the Nashville Predators, he was there and he was disgusted with me. It was terrible. Oh, my God. But this was different. This one hit different. Okay. I appreciate your patience with me on this show today. I'm definitely, things have been hijacked. Thank you to Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care. Thank you to Kings Room Barbershop. Thank you to TC Paintball, Rick and the crew over there. Thank you to Irvine's Auto Repair. Wait a minute. Grand Rapids. I can't even think. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. I'm going to pack it in. I will give you the asshole of the day today. It's got to be StreamYards. What a catastrophe. I will be spending the rest of the day today trying to sort this problem out with my live stream. We will still go. Patreon's fine. I'll have a Patreon bonus podcast, and we will have Big Fraud Wednesday featuring Who Are These Free Beers and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That platform seems to be working just fine. Okay. Barry Trotz is the guy's name. Thank you. All right. That is it for me. I appreciate you. Talk to you later, folks. Bye-bye.